Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Similar to the other topics where we have spoken about social justice, social awareness, if we don't have this element of practice in our lives, then there is no such thing as social justice or social awareness. And that is to be individually and collectively responsible for the betterment of our society. And that can only be done by us encouraging good to be performed and by blocking and stopping and deterring bad to be practiced. And this is what we call in Islam, al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi anil munkar. If someone has a wrong approach of forbidding you to do wrong, and you, I'm not talking about no random person here, I'm talking about you, the mu'min, the shi'i. If someone has a wrong approach of doing nahi anil munkar to you, and you know that it's munkar, they're wrong, their approach is wrong, they will be held responsible and accountable for that. But if you know that it's something wrong, then do it. Do what it is that he is or she is telling you, and that is to forbid it. If their approach to do amr bil ma'ruf is also wrong, if you know that it is something that's ma'ruf, then uphold it and observe it. And that's why there are different levels. When I know, even if I use the best of approaches, sometimes you could be the sweetest of talkers, you could be the nicest of people, you could say it in the most polite way, but it will still be taken by this person as something bad, and you judging them, and you wronging them, and you accusing them, and all these other words, unfortunately, that are frequently mentioned in today's world. And so what do you do in this case? It's always been a problem and an issue, you know, not only now and today. Yes, the kind of scenarios are different. You know, before, when Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi an Munkar were done, they were done, you know, maybe face to face, for example. But today, when someone does want to implement Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi an Munkar in the best form, they really feel that they themselves are being attacked, and they themselves become very, very lonely in their attempt to want to establish the good in society and to forbid the wrong in society. And that's why we always need to make sure that we, if I could say, choose our battles. And again, I'm not talking only in those kind of confrontational ways. I'm saying in general, you know, there are a lot of things that you would love people to do. There are a lot of things that you would love people to stop doing, but unfortunately, they don't have that capacity, and they might, in most cases, unfortunately, take it in the wrong way as well. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, "Adna al-inkar," the lowest level, the least level of al-inkar, which means for you to detest and hate and want to forbid that wrong, is an tulqi ahl al-ma'asi, that when you meet sinful people, you meet them bi wujuhin mukfahiratin, mukfahira, which basically means that when you meet them, you don't meet them with a happy face, you meet them with a frowning face. That's the least kind of munkar that you do.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون دماغ قصاب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
So you see people doing wrong. You know they are doing something haram. You don't act all hippy-dippy with them, with a smile on your face. You know, you show them your discontent. You show them that you are not happy with what it is that they are doing. And that's the least level of munkar. If you can't say it verbally, as the hadith says, if you can't do it physically, then you do it verbally. If you can't do it verbally, then you do it with your heart. Your heart needs to be discontent. So let's say, for example, you have someone in today's social media who, you know, posts something, him being in an inappropriate place, for example. And you know that that's munkar. Or her dressed in a particular way. Or her conducting herself in a particular way. And you know that's munkar. You don't like the post. You don't comment in a positive way on the post. If you don't want to say something to discourage them from the haram that they're doing, at least don't like it. You might want to inbox them if you know that there's going to be an effect or an impact on that. But if you know that disliking their post or unfriending them or inboxing them or whatnot is going to be of no use, then at least don't become a part of the problem. Don't become, as we say, their partner in the haram, in the committing of the haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, and that's why I said, when it does come to this whole issue of amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an munkar, we need to look at it beyond just confronting someone and saying, do this or, not, or don't do that. No, there are many applications of al amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an munkar. You starting up a gathering, you having a website, you distributing a book, you delivering a lecture, you visiting someone, all these kind of ways. You know, let's say you know that this particular person, he's not that religious, but if you visit them and not talk about religion or anything, but just become their friend, just become someone that they, you know, can respect, that is a way of amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an munkar. You know, the verse says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum. One of the applications of wiqaya, of safeguarding, is al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa-nahi an-al-munkar. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.